Okay, suppose you did something that really, really annoyed an old friend. You might try to make amends by inviting them to dinner.
And that is roughly what President Biden is trying with the President of France. He's hosting Emmanuel Macron for the first state dinner of the Biden administration. France was offended when the U.S. cut a deal to sell submarines to Australia and cut the French out of the action.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is here to talk about this. Franco, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Why give the special attention?
Well, you know, France is the U.S.'s oldest ally, and Macron was also the first guest for a state visit in the Trump administration. That says something. But, you know, the White House says France is also at the center of some of the biggest global issues of the day, the Russian war in Ukraine, China and the Indo-Pacific, and climate change. And Macron, who just won his second term, has become one of the most experienced leaders in Europe, even though he's young. He's become Biden's go-to person on transatlantic matters, especially since German Chancellor Angela Merkel retired and Britain's Boris Johnson resigned.
So Biden is saying, okay, you're important, but this is about money and power. The French were upset to be cut out of this submarine deal with Australia. Does this make the deal any less bad from a French perspective?
I mean, it's a sign of better times. The deal the U.S. made, you know, to help Australia build nuclear submarines along with the U.K. essentially ended France's own arrangement to build submarines for Australia. And France, you're right, was so mad it recalled its ambassador from Washington, which is just something that doesn't really happen among allies. You know, there are some lingering reservations, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine really put that into perspective. Here's Celia Boula, a former policy advisor in the French Foreign Ministry, speaking about that.
The war has reminded everybody of what is really at stake and what is the most important. And the most important is transatlantic solidarity.
But, you know, she also says that the war hasn't erased all the challenges the two countries face.
Okay, so pageantry in Washington is nice, I guess. I'm sure they'll have nice wine on the table, but the French already have nice wine. And Macron is here for 3 days, which is longer than dinner. So I assume that France wants something more substantive than dinner. What is it?
Definitely. I mean, France is particularly concerned about Biden's Made in America provisions, which are in the recent climate and infrastructure bill that Biden signed, as it relates particularly to electric vehicles, which could put European car makers at a disadvantage. Martin Kensay is the director of the Paris office of the German Marshall Fund, and he says the economic measures taken by the Biden administration make perfect sense from a domestic American perspective.
But if it has damaging effects for allies, this has to be discussed. And this is something to be reconciled by the Biden administration.
You know, Stephen, he says otherwise European leaders will have to counter because they too face their own domestic pressures. And Macron has even warned that Europe may need some kind of bi-European provisions.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez talking with us on this day that Emmanuel Macron is coming over for dinner. Franco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.